All right, Seth, look, from LCQ to podium, yeah, you'll take it, right? I mean, imagine when you were locked in bikes together in the heat race, if they told, hey, you're going to get third tonight, you would have took it?
Definitely, yeah. I was. I didn't know how the day was going to go after that, but I just kept my cool, kept my calm, and focused on what I needed to, and I had a good team around me to like help me focus on that, and that was the racing, and yeah, I was able to execute a pretty good start, a really good start in the LCQ, and then win that. And then from the outside in the main, like...
I was going to say, were you inside or outside?
Outside. I was, like, four from the outside. And I had a good jump, not as good as LCQ, but... And not to take anything away from the guys in the LCQ, but there's better starters in the main, right?
Of course. Yeah.
So, like, that was a thing, and I think they just had a better... more equal jump than me on the on that inside. And, yeah, I was still able to squeak around, though, like, seventh. So it wasn't too bad.
So, Deegs in the main, he got a jump on you, but then went way far outside, right? Like, it looked like he got the jump. For that gate, and then you snuck on the inside?
Yeah, we were right next to each other, and then he got a little bit better of a jump, and I just kind of kept my wheel a little bit inside of him and was able to push him out. But,
You caught Cameron a little bit by the end. Last week you caught him about midway, and then he pulled away. This week you caught him near the end a little bit. A few more laps might have got a little interesting.
Yeah, I think maybe, but I did feel really good at the end. And my mechanic put like four laps to go and ended up being three. But like either way, it was like if the position was there for me to take it, I was going to. But the track was getting pretty squirrely at the end, so I didn't want to take too many chances. But like I said, if it was there, obviously pounce on it. But if not, I'll settle for the podium.
What'd you see from that heat race start? Like honestly, at first I thought you went into him, and then I watched the replay and he cut over. Yeah. Well, how'd you take it?
Yeah, so obviously we're all charged in there, and Bennett, like, he had a jump on me left of me. And he, like, slowed up, and I wasn't expecting that. So I, like, had to dodge him because we're going really fast. It's hard to slow down. And then I dodged him, and then Deegan had a jump on that outside and was closing on that inside. So nothing I would have changed. It was just, like, an unfortunate situation, really. And then Deegan's like, what are you doing? But I'm like, dude, like, that's the last thing I want to do is take myself down and anybody else, especially on the start. It's already dangerous enough, so, like, I don't know, like, yeah, we're all out there trying to get to the first corner. So,
good job, man.
Thank you.
Cool.